settle back into the moment. Whatever the experience, let it happen, arise, stay as long as it wants to stay, being alert and relaxed, open to it, and let it pass away. With each experience arises a feeling, pleasant, neutral, or unpleasant. Today, be particularly careful and attentive to that feeling quality, feeling note. With each experience, there arises a pleasant, neutral, or unpleasant feeling note. At this point, we usually get lost. Pleasant, we want to hold back. We feel it good. There could be even lust. If it's neutral, we get confused and ignore it, and we get lost in something else. And if it's unpleasant, we tend to reject it. Pull back from it, not allowing the experience to be full. And that's exactly where mindfulness needs to be precise. So experience this today. As I've opened yesterday to bodily sensations, to sound, and in these fields it can be more apparent than with the breath itself. The breath having more of a texture than of a feeling tone. Today I would like to introduce a very big field of attention, which we've been already working on, most of us, as they are so present. And these are the thoughts and emotions that we can call mind objects, and we will work with them exactly in the same way we have worked with the breath, the bodily sensations, and the sounds. if you know a thought coming up, be aware of the thought. Note it. Notice if you have been able to see it as from the beginning or you're already at the middle of the thought, or maybe you're just catching it at the end and it's already gone. Notice the moment's experience. Maintain the mindfulness through the thought. Notice how it appears, how it changes. Does it disappear the moment you see it, or does it keep on going? Not changing the experience whatsoever, just being alert and precise with the experience. Not moving back from it. And not holding it. And there again, see if you can feel pleasantness or unpleasantness. Linked to the thought process. You can again use the mental note of thinking to help you just connect with the experience, especially if you're mostly interested in the content of the thought. You don't want to be analyzing. You don't want to be understanding what you're thinking about. You're more interested in seeing the process of thinking. And understanding the nature of what it is that is behind the thought. Investigating from a point of view of awareness. And a thought arising and passing away into the open field of awareness. Thinking is very general. and we can become much more precise, knowing exactly what is the quality of the thought. We can label it in a way that if we're lost into past, we can note remembering. If it's in the future that we are into, we can note planning. Not in order to understand again what we're thinking about, but more to help the mindfulness be accurate and connected to the experience. So we can have thinking, remembering, planning, imagining, creating, dreaming, all of these are thought patterns that can be noted. We also can have images, mental images, that belong to the mind, objects, and we can note them as seeing. Emotions can arise. Emotions such as joy, happiness, sadness, fear, anger, hatred, love. A whole field of emotions present themselves into the field of awareness. If an emotion arises, you notice it. By noticing it, you see how it modifies. Does it disappear? Does it transform into intensification? Does it stay the same? What happens to it? Investigate. But here again, you don't want to do research. It's not a checking list that you're making of your emotions, of your thoughts. It's rather being settled back in the moment, in a receptive mode, doing nothing. And if a thought or emotion arises, you note it. The moment is there, the moment that you see it. You notice if there's a feeling tone to it, is it pleasant or unpleasant? How does it change then? And if it's gone, you come back to the breath. Which is your home base. Rather than getting lost into the content. And every time you are lost or overwhelmed with an emotion, that you are not precisely aware of, because it's coloring the picture, but not seen as easily as bodily sensations are, see if there's a pain, a bodily pain, which is linked to the emotion. There can be a tendency of cutting ourselves off from our body because we're most occupied with mind. Ground yourself into the body, using the breath as an anchor again. Emotions can be hidden. They are tricky. We usually do not want to see them. So be careful. Pay particular attention to anger if it arises, to desire, to restlessness, to sloth and torpor, to doubt, noticing the hindrances Charles talked to you about last night. be open and relaxed into the moment. Being soft. Aware of each moment's experience. Not trying to change the experience. Just being with it, allowing it to appear, to stay the time it wants to stay, and pass away in its own time. The only task which is requested from you is to recognize what is it that is happening. Remembering to come back recognizing whatever it is, accepting it, and let it be and let it go. When there is no predominant experience, object that calls for attention, just stay with the breath, connecting and sustaining the attention from the beginning of the rising to the end, and from the beginning of the falling to the end of the falling, just to stay present. It is all rising and passing phenomena, experiences one after another, coming and going at their own rhythm. No need to keep an experience which is pleasant, holding back what we like, and no need to push away what we don't like. Allow each experience to be there. And if you notice the wanting it to be different, note wanting. Expecting. Waiting. Leaning, whatever it is that's taking you out of the present moment. Or with unpleasant experience. Note pushing away, rejecting, refusing. Whatever it is that is not allowing you to be in the moment. In presence. And if it is difficult, you can use what I call a mantra with a soft tone, which I've been hearing from some of my teachers, which is very simple. From time to time, you just can repeat to yourself that whatever it is, it's okay. It's okay. It is just coming and going. And if it's difficult, let it be the time that it can be, that it wants to be there, opening to it, allowing it to be there, and allowing also for it to go away. Especially with difficult emotions, be kind to yourself. It's okay to feel that it hurts. It's also okay to feel happy. If there's a pleasant moment, we're in the moment of the retreat, that we're no longer in a superficial level like the first day when we came here. The mind is a little more quiet. Our body are less closed in. And we all allow ourselves to feel a little more. So if pain is stronger than the first day, it's normal. You're opening up to the beauty of what life is. If you are lost in thought, notice the type of thought or mind state. Noticing it, notice how it changes as you are keeping the attention on the experience of thinking, does it intensify? Does it disappear? What happens to it? Connecting with the direct experience the nature of awareness. And once it's gone, be mindful of the breath. Using the breath as an anchor. The breath being steady, at least more steady than the thoughts or emotions. Use it as your home base whenever you are lost. Coming back to the experience of this very moment, a new breath every moment. Being open and aware of the whole body, just sitting, feeling the sensation of the breath. Rather than observing the breath wherever it is more apparent. One breath at a time. Knowing it. Moment after moment. By connecting directly on the feeling sensation. Not holding the breath. Not anticipating the next. Open and receptive. To sounds, being aware that they appear and disappear at their own rhythm. Notice how sounds are known without you needing to do anything to hear the sound. In just the same way, be open and receptive to the experience that is just happening now. Aware of body sensations, experiencing burning, heat, cold, vibration, tingling, throbbing, whatever. Just connecting with the feeling sensation that is occurring in the moment. Connecting directly, letting it be and letting it go. Not avoiding it if it is unpleasant, and not holding on to it if it is pleasant. Aware of thoughts, mind states, moods, emotions, mental images, the whole of the mental world, just appearing and passing away. Seeing the nature of the process of thinking rather than being interested in what the thought is about. Or what the motion is about. With mindfulness connecting directly the attention on the object, on the mental object. Without needing to do anything extra. You're not making it happen, and you're not making it go. It has its own rhythm, its own passing show. Pay particular attention to the hindrances. They can be very hidden and sneaky. Desire. We grasp. Aversion, we avoid. Sleepiness, we are dull, we're not here. Restlessness, we are agitated. Doubt, we're out of the way. Hindrances should be known the moment they appear. Not trying to find out how you are going to be able to solve the problem, just being mindful is enough. Mindfulness does its own job. It recognizes and accepts what is there. Nothing is out of the way. Whatever the experience, we allow it. allowing an experience means accepting it totally. With wholeheartedness. Not saying to yourself, okay, I'm going to look at this one, and maybe if I look at it, it's going to go away. That's not accepting the experience totally. You're looking at it in order for something to change, and that's not what we want. If that happens, you note a hindrance, which is quite sneaky, which is aversion. Hidden aversion. Mindfulness has no preference. With open awareness, we welcome every visitor that wants to come in, stay a while, and leave us. if you are lost into thinking, if you have repetitive thinking patterns, pay careful attention to what the pattern is about. And if there is emotion linked to the thinking pattern, often we don't see the emotion that's behind the repetitive thinking, obsessive thoughts. There may be planning coming up, thinking of tomorrow, the retreat finishing, organizing. Notice the anticipation. Notice the fear that may arise around coming back to your own lives. Not judging yourself, but just acknowledging that also is there. No need to push anything away. Rather recognizing and accepting whatever it is that there is. coming back to this very moment, experiencing whatever it is that is arising just now. There's a painful sensation, painful emotion, difficulty, rather than struggling with it, open your heart, give space to the area where it hurts. Being gentle and soft within the area, it being body or mind. Notice the reactivity. Of the mind towards the painful area. Acknowledge the reactivity. And connect again with softness and gentleness. Giving space. Noticing when you do that, what happens to the experience? Does it intensify? Does it weaken? Does it disappear totally? What happens to it? Bring interest. Not thinking about what is happening, interest in investigating with mindfulness, connecting directly with the feeling. staying very simple, relaxing into the moment, being rather than having, there is no one to whom it is happening. No self-judgment needed. No need for comparison. No need for evaluating. It is just perfect as it is. Rising phenomena in the open awareness, passing phenomena in the open awareness. No need to identify with any one of the experiences. Just settling back into the moment. If you decide to move because it aches, being mindful of the wanting to move, the wanting to change the position, being mindful when the movement is beginning, the whole duration of the movement, until the end. Noticing the relief that the change of position did, and begin again within the breath or whatever is most apparent, predominant. Relaxed and precise, moment after moment. With care and love.